Good afternoon, man. Welcome to the Concrete Genius Snippet. It's your boy Sauce, Big Sauce, SAUCE. And I'm coming to you live from the dungeon where we do our dirty work. And I'm a little pissed off because I fucking broke the cord to my microphone, but still I rise. Like Tupac and the Outlaws, you know. I'm a little frustrated by this fucking gas, man, because I like to be in Las Vegas or New Jersey or Harlem, you know what I'm saying? But fucking flights, $1,300. And I don't want to give up that money. But I'm still going out of town, bro. I don't give a fuck gas get $13. I'm going. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down. Now, when Trump was in office, gas was $2. And you niggas was mad because he was insulting us on the podium. Or he was calling racist very fine people. I didn't give a fuck, bro. I was filling up goddamn Malibu's for $19. You understand what I'm saying? Me, I'm not in my emotions. I come from the slums. So emotions are distractions. The facts, how you get treated, how you living, that's the truth. The Democrats tricked y'all into living off emotions. He hurt your feelings. We care. Chucks and pearls. She a AKA, come rock with us. We ain't got not nair policy passed since they've been in office. I'm ready to motherfucking make America great again, my damn self. Call me what you want to call me. I got bills, bitch. And ain't nothing getting no better anyway. We just have $179 billion in Ukraine, nigga. I ain't never going to Ukraine in my life, man. I ain't never even met a nigga from Ukraine. I at least you sent that shit to motherfucking the Virgin Islands or something. I met a nigga from there. I ain't met a nigga from Ukraine. You just giving away my money. You ain't giving no money to Haiti. You ain't giving no money to Africa. But you gonna give my money to the Ukraine? Shit, nigga, you better swerve. I don't trust nothing. I ain't gonna lie. I'm voting for whoever running against motherfuckers in 2024. Straight up, nigga. I don't give a fuck who it is. Nigga, Ronald Reagan. I'm voting for Ronald Reagan. I just need to get something better out of office. Because they throwing all these black faces in here and we catching hell. George Floyd Police Act. I'm talking about Asians get a bill in 15 minutes, nigga. The Asians got a motherfucking bill quicker than you can get your Chinese food, nigga. And I ain't mad at y'all niggas, man. Get what you want. Like, I don't get mad when other groups get shit before black people because that's on our fucking leaders for being idiots. Always begging. Niggas just want a seat at the table to sit there. Oh, we gonna get us a seat at the table just to sit like this. Mm-hmm. I understand. Yes, sir. I know it's hard. Laughing at every joke. You niggas ain't doing nothing. I don't want to sit at the table with nobody. I just want a motherfucker understanding. I don't even want to eat the same food as a motherfucker, bro. I just want to understand it. I just want to talk to the head. I just want to talk to the highest ranking black Democrat in America and not Kamala Harris. Cause I want to talk to somebody else. I just want to know, like, why do y'all do this to black people every time it's a Republican office? Y'all stroke our emotions. Y'all invoke our sensibilities. Our great grandmama still believed the Democratic Party was the party for Negroes. Even though ain't no party for Negroes. But yet, still we try to chase that shit. You know how many friends I lost because I said these motherfuckers are scammers? Like, a lot of y'all motherfuckers voted for Kamala Harris because she was in a fraternity. But it don't matter if she grew up completely Indian. And everything was maneuvered Y'all like, fuck it. You know, nigga called me a sellout because I wanted to vote for Trump. I don't even give a fuck about voting. Shit. Y'all feeling that shit now? And then I got to know, right? What made you motherfuckers twerk? Like, you had, it was it Lizzo? Because see, one thing about Lizzo, Lizzo got her money. Lizzo twerking don't bother me. Like, get your money, big bitch. Get your motherfucking money. Ain't nobody mad at Lizzo. I am a little befuddled by your stupid ass. Because why were you twerking? Have you sold millions and millions and millions of records? It don't matter who in office. Rich people gonna be all right. They telling you to vote off emotions. Bitch, you work at Amazon. You need to worry about how much the gas is. You understand what I'm saying? But you niggas gonna learn. Concrete Genius Podcast, Sauce McKenzie. We're trying to get to the point where we can drop them every day because it's coming. Nigga Steph, man. I fuck with Steph. Aisha on some bullshit though. This nigga's a great man and she gonna go on fucking Red Table Talk and say, she want attention. Oh, you want attention, bitch? My attention ain't good enough, huh? Shit's a mental illness. And black men and black women, we at war. We gotta find a way to call the truth with this shit, because we need each other, you know? And some of us are fucked up because our uncles won shit. Not mine. My uncle was a player. My daddy was a player. And there's a lot of y'all fucked up because y'all mama's been hurt. You know what I mean? Or your auntie's been hurt. And a lot of y'all don't know what a good man is. Some of y'all see one, y'all don't know how to handle that motherfucker. Or my biggest problem is some black women, some of them are trying to become the new slave owners. Like, don't build them up to control them, build them up to be a king so you can follow him. And I know a lot of y'all are angry. The justice system is directly constructed to affect us, maintain us, descend our population. I've been in there. They count Mexicans as white, dark-skinned South American, Colombians, Nicaraguans as white, and it still be 80-20. So it's really like 88-17, 88-12 or whatever. So we gotta, the first step to rehabilitation in the community is finding ways to stay alive and stay out of the system. The second step to rehabilitation in the community is y'all gotta stop having so many fucking abortions. I mean, that's why they outlaw abortions, because too many white women have an abortion. White people know they need more babies. Black people gotta know the same thing. We need more babies. It's not racist. It's not aggressive. I know a lot of you niggas ain't never had a black principal, so this may seem radical. This is not radical, nigga. Like, I don't hate nobody. I think you more actually racist when you grow up with white people, because I think you gotta fake it. When you grow up with all black people, you don't have to fake it. So like my white friends are really my friends. I don't have desire to just have somebody white around to be safe. Like my white friends are my genuine friends. Now what changed my motherfucking life and my trajectory is when I stopped being cool with a motherfucker just because they was black. That's another issue we gotta take care of before we build this community. It's too much self-hate, man. You can't even smile around a nigga, man. You know what I mean? Nigga always got something to say. Always got some jokes. Or a nigga just angry because you have it. The more you win in the black community, the more people you're gonna lose. And that's fucked up, man. Cheers, bitch. Cause I sure like disappointed. If you ain't my friend no more, you're gonna be dumb as fuck. Watch me on that too when I cash out for $60 million. But I digress. But what is it about that? See, to me, and my instance is like, for me, nigga just don't understand how real nigga win. See, when I first got to Indianapolis 2002, I fell in love with this motherfucker, bro. Because the streets in Indianapolis in the 90s, 2000s, oh man, it was top tier. Like early 2000s street life in Indiana to me is just great. Because niggas was real. And if they didn't fuck with you, they stayed away from you. Now, once I got into basketball, I started realizing like, damn, some of you niggas really brainwashed, bro. Some of you niggas ain't even had a black male teacher, nigga. How you gonna lead a black community and you ain't never even had a black teacher, nigga? Who you gonna act like, Mr. Osterman? See, we need more masculinity in this game, especially the sports game, because the most masculine kids make the best athletes. But we put so many non-masculine men in control in the black community that we lose. Because we worry about feeling. Same reason we voted Democrat. Same reason we go, every nigga I know go to Democrat and just be like, oh, Democrat ticket. Do you know if this nigga's a pedophile? He raped kids? Whatever these motherfuckers do, man. You can't just volunteer our vote. Like, see how the Asians passed us up? Because you know what the Asians said in the 80s? They was like, we gonna bring all these Asian policies. If y'all don't agree to the policy, none of us are fucking with you. See, ain't no Willie Lynch syndrome in Asia. Them motherfuckers be like, hey, Hong Ching, Fu Wee, Fu Chi, all you niggas is on standby. You got the discipline, you got the command to be able to get a voting block. We don't have no vote block because all niggas want to do is see Bill Clinton play the saxophone. See Hillary Clinton have some hot sauce. They just want a nigga to shuck and jive. And you comfortable. Now, Democrats say something, he analyzing us. A Republican say something, he a racist. Jig is up, man. I ain't fucking going. You know? And I ain't saying I'm finna be no Republican, nigga. I ain't finna interview Tucker Carlson and shit, nigga. I'm not Sheriff David Clark, but I am introspective. And why are black people always voting Democrat, nigga? Just no thought process whatsoever. And not only do we vote Democrat, right? We so fucking weak, we can't even criticize these motherfuckers. That's my beef. If Trump was in office, motherfuckers would be going hammer time every day, bro. Turn up, hammer, they put me in the mix. If Trump was in office, y'all be cussing this motherfucker out. I can't drive to daycare because gas is $7. We need to just be smarter as a people, man. We need to be a lot smarter as a people. You know, Indiana's a hard place, man, because all the street niggas is cool. The corny niggas is extra corny. And then the violent motherfuckers is extra violent. You know what I mean? I seen a dude got run over by a car by his broad, nigga. That shit broke my heart. Like, y'all bitches getting too violent. Man. I'm gonna need y'all to calm down. Like, y'all not men. You know what I mean? Like, nigga don't wanna fuck with you, he cheating. Get another nigga. Don't kill a nigga, bitch. What are you doing? Motherfuckers crazy, man. The violent niggas are extremely violent. And that broad hitting that nigga with that car, RIP, little homie, that shit triggered some shit for me because a bitch tried to hit me with a car and broke my foot. Same thing. I'm like, bitch, I don't need you no more. It's your relationship hectic. Go on about your business. That what happened when you grade A, choice meat, real stock, nigga. Bitches lose their motherfucking mind. I ain't never lost my mind on no Brian. Well, my wife, but I ain't lose my mind. I was just like, when she had my son, I was just like, she can't date nobody. I ain't lose my mind. But other than that, like, I always had bras trying to fucking fuck me up when I ain't want to be with them. So domestic violence, that shit really hits home because it's a real issue. And a lot of y'all motherfucking thug ass bitches think y'all can mistreat men because you seen your mama bro beat your daddy or you heard your mama complain how niggas ain't shit for years. So you took that credence and you started applying it. And you actually believe niggas ain't shit. There's so many good black men out here. I can name you 20 million, but they may not want you because you ain't shit. And another thing, right? How do you bras go from niggas ain't shit to being pregnant with no husband? How the fuck do that work? Like, if niggas ain't shit, why aren't you a lesbian? Or if niggas ain't shit, go date a white man. It ain't 1954. Go date somebody else. Cause we tired of y'all putting us down because of y'all motherfucking unhealed trauma. Your grandma fucked up on your granddaddy, he left. Your grandma been saying niggas ain't shit. Now you saying that shit and you got a good man in child support court, bitch. Cause you can't be loved. And don't get me wrong, I'm fucked up too. We black men, we fucked up. We violent. We loud. We got some other shit going on. It's shit we got to heal from too. But the difference with me is, I ain't no dude gonna be like, I hate black women and run to another woman. I love black women. My mama was a black woman. So I ain't gonna never, ever, ever in any of my days, my generations give up on black women. Black women are the original humans. A lot of y'all don't know that. But the first person ever found in this world was a black woman. The black woman is God. And that's why you gotta protect her. But if she fucked up, you gotta just let her go. See, all the Adam and Eve, should they tell you? It's a simple thing called science. Like damn near every antibiotic is in the body of a black woman. That's why we gotta protect them. That's why they getting kidnapped and shit, because people want them. So while we going to war, we arguing over fucking Lori Harvey and Michael B. Jordan. Why? What the fuck makes us argue over celebrities so much? Them folks do not give one flying fuck about y'all. Are you this bored in this city, or is it just your life? Because ain't no way in the fuck I'm going to have 37 arguments about fucking Lori Harvey, nigga. Any nigga do that, eat ass. Because look, I'm from the last generation where we weren't putting our tongue in no motherfucking booty, no bitch booty. When did it become cool for you niggas to start eating ass? Like, was that October 1st, 2004? Like, what day did it become acceptable for niggas to eat ass? Because you can't pay me to put my tongue in a bitch ass, dog. I don't give a fuck how clean it is. It's your ass. It's used to emit waste. The worst waste you got in your body. I don't want to put my tongue in. If me arousing you is contingent on my tongue, this one, being in your nasty, diarrhea-infested booty hole, then we won't have sex. You give me some head, though. I just ain't making no booty. I don't even know when you niggas find that shit acceptable. You know? But still, I rise. Listen, man. You click on the news in Indiana, you'll see some shit like, I'm gonna give you an example. And I promise I ain't playing this shit. Fox News. I'm gonna show you how retarded Indiana is. Fox 59. This shit. Wayne County man gets 48 years in his neighbor's murder. Retarded shit. What is you doing, old man? Carjacking at Shaylin gas station is normal. Ex-boyfriend accused in fatal hit and run. Damn, you killed your ex-bitch, nigga. You should get the electric chair. It's just bullshit. Violent bullshit. All we do is go through bullshit. And I'm tired. Sauce, fuck with me. Yeah.